This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Stateline, part of State's Newsroom, a nonprofit news network, reports that a recent study shows that in the months after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the constitutional right to an abortion, there was a spike in the number of women seeking sterilization to prevent pregnancy. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade in June 2022. Researchers saw a 3% increase in tubal sterilizations per month between July and December 2022 in states with abortion bans after the ruling that overturned 50 years of precedent. Lead study author Zhao Zhu, an associate professor of reproductive sciences at Columbia University, said, "It's an indication of women who wanted to reduce uncertainty and protect themselves." The study captured the early months following the Dobbs ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade, but experts say it's part of an increasing body of evidence that shows a growing urgency for sterilization procedures amid more limited access to abortions, reproductive health care, and even contraception. Other studies have shown increases in tubal sterilization, commonly known as getting your tubes tied, and vasectomy procedures after the Dobbs decision. Diane Green Foster, a professor and research director in reproductive health at the University of California, San Francisco, said the results are not surprising, given the negative repercussions for women who seek to end their pregnancies but are not allowed to do so. Foster led the landmark Turnaway study, which for a decade followed women who received abortions and those who were denied abortions. It found that women forced to carry a pregnancy to term experienced financial hardship, health and delivery complications, and were more likely to raise the child alone. Forster said, "Women are able to foresee the consequences of carrying an unwanted pregnancy to term. The reasons people give for choosing an abortion, insufficient resources, poor relationships, the need to care for existing children, are the same negative outcomes we see when they cannot get an abortion. So it's not surprising that some people will respond to the lack of legal abortion by trying to avoid a pregnancy altogether." States with abortion bans and other restrictions also tend to have large swaths of maternal health care deserts where there are too few OBGYNs and labor and delivery facilities, which creates greater maternal health risks. One such state is Georgia, where until a court ruling last week, abortion was banned after 6 weeks. Dr. Joy Baker, an OBGYN in rural Georgia, said she sees patients in their early 20s who have multiple children and are seeking sterilizations to prevent further pregnancies, or who have conditions that make pregnancy dangerous for them. Her state has one of the highest maternal death rates in the nation. Black and indigenous women disproportionately experience higher rates of complications, such as preeclampsia and hemorrhage, which contributes to their higher maternal mortality and morbidity rates. Baker said some of her patients say they want to avoid risking another pregnancy because of previous complications. Dr. Baker says, "I have had quite a few patients who were both pregnant and not pregnant who inquire about sterilization. I do think that patients are thinking a lot more about their reproductive life plan now because there is very little margin." Along with Georgia's abortion restrictions, Baker said women in her Bible Belt community feel social pressure that can push them towards sterilization. Dr. Baker said, "It is definitely more socially acceptable to say, 'I'm going to get my tubes tied or removed,' than to say, 'Hey, I want to find abortion care,'" Baker said. Another recent study found that more young patients, people aged 18 to 30, both women and men, sought permanent contraceptive procedures in the wake of the Dobbs decision. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.